Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Giancarla arrived from Bolivia about a decade ago to reunite with her parents. She enrolled at Northern Virginia Community College the same year that President Barack Obama announced Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, known as DACA. That allowed her to stay in the country despite her immigration status. Now the Trump administration is considering rescinding DACA, and she's worried about her own future, but she's also worried about what will happen to her sister.
She's a high school senior and she wants to go to college. She is preparing for her essays, and last night she gave me a call. She was crying. She said, "I'm scared. I'm scared of what's about to happen."
Kane was at Northern Virginia Community College this week to listen to dreamers and advocates.
I think a decision that would go back on DACA is a betrayal to them. But I think, you know, aun importante, va a causar daño a nuestra economía. It hurts society. It hurts these individuals, certainly, and that's why I want to hear their individual stories.
The senator calls the debate over DACA an existential crisis for the country. Reporting from Alexandria, I'm Michael Pope.